Recording on Monday at lunchtime. Today's podcast is something many sports fans can relate to because we're going to have some fun and some not so fun, great grammar, with jerseys. The jerseys we as fans choose to wear because we don't actually wear them for the same purpose as the players that they represent. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. There will be some references to those in trouble with the law in this podcast. Not anyone represented by Brandon Legal Group. They are full-service in the greater Tampa Bay area. They'd like me, paid non-attorney spokesperson, to remind you, if you are a resident of the state of Florida and you have been paying permanent alimony to a former spouse, that's not the law in the state of Florida and hasn't been the law for over one calendar year. Stop paying permanent alimony. Now, you can't just stop doing it on your own. You need legal help. And Brandon Legal Group can get you that help to potentially reduce or eliminate altogether further financial obligations of permanent alimony to state of Florida residents. 813-902-3576, 813-902-3576, Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Tampa Bay Downs Golf Practice Facility, a place where I have enjoyed many days for many years, and a huge part of the genesis, the development, and the maintenance of the Todd Wright Tour, which returns in October for Todd Wright Tour 48. The support I have received from Director of Golf Joey DePompo and others associated with the Downs Golf Practice Facility is immeasurable. I return the favor by reminding you that there is one junior golf summer camp left. Kids are going back to school. Again, I don't have children, so I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I know the camps are good. Ages 6 through 13, boys and girls, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the Downs Golf Practice Facility, $150 per week. Sign up required. One camp left, August 5th through August 8th. To sign up, please visit TampaBayDowns.com/golf or Eventbrite.com. And if you're a parent dropping your child off for that final camp, make sure you give Jacob a hard time about being a Jaguars fan and the new Trevor Lawrence contract. And you can tell him that came from me. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com for podcast purposes. Quick note, speaking of those who have supported me and my golf tournaments, ran into Dave of Hat Tricks Saturday around lunchtime at Hat Tricks when I went in to visit a longtime listener of this podcast, which was long overdue, to simply sit with him for a minute, thank him for listening to the podcast, thank him for supporting me. And then Dave came over, and the listener had told me, Dave's here. The listener didn't expect me to show up. The listener probably looks back and thinks, wait a minute. The listener was there. Dave was there. And two of my favorite employees at Hat Tricks, all stars behind the bar, Maddie, Lauren. Lauren put the curse on Shane Lowry, by the way. If you're wondering what happened to Shane Lowry after 36 holes at the Open Championship, Lauren cursed him, and he sunk like a stone on Saturday. That's why he didn't win. So don't get on Lauren's bad side. Anyway, Dave has supported tournaments in the past with gift cards, and he played in a recent event. He played, I believe, in Todd Wright Tour 46, our pre-Masters event at West Chase Golf Club with Colin Taylor's team. But just thanks to Patrick's, Dave, and of course, my loyal listener, for the conversation on Saturday afternoon at Hat-Tricks. So, you know, Hat-Tricks puts a lot of jerseys up on the walls. I actually have one framed that is currently not up in my home that I'm tempted to offer to Dave to lend him to show it off. I don't know if he'd say yes or no. I don't know. Maybe that's a separate podcast based on when I do it, because I do have to go see him at some point in the near future. But let's talk about jerseys in general. This is something I think most sports fans can, it's a topic most sports fans can connect to. So let me bring it to Sunday. One of my Todd Wright Tour team captains, players, Robert, was celebrating his birthday over the weekend, and Robert had asked me for a second straight season if I wanted to come with him and or his wife Kristen, and they recently celebrated an anniversary. Actually, what, 222? So not recently, although that was 5 months ago and time flies. They're a good couple. Very good couple. So I finally took him up on the offer to come back to a Rays game, and I said, can I come see the Reds? Born and raised on the big red machine. I don't openly fly the flag for the Reds because there really hasn't been much of a point to do so for over a decade since Dusty Baker and Scott Rolen ruined a lead in the division series against the Giants, and they haven't won a World Series since 1990, and I have no reason to believe that's going to change anytime soon. But I wouldn't mind seeing them come through because it's a short drive to do so. I get to hang out with Rob, see his wife Kristen, people watch a little bit. Turned out it was at a turbulent time for the Rays, trading off multiple pieces, some leading up to the game, some the morning of the game, even though the game started in the morning, and one immediately after the game. As of the time of this podcast, the deadline hasn't hit yet, so there may be more happening by the time it posts. Anyway, Rob buys a lot of jerseys, and he probably buys too many, just like I used to. Now, I still buy jerseys of my favorite football team, the Dallas Cowboys. But I never buy any Dallas Cowboy jersey of a player who is still an active player. Not only an active player on the Cowboys, an active National Football League player. I make my decision on whether or not to add that player's Dallas Cowboy jersey to my collection based on their playing career in its entirety. Pros and cons. Did I like enough about them to purchase that jersey and add it to the collection? Against, was there anything I didn't like? And if so, then I'm not going to add it to my collection. Also, I don't duplicate numbers. It has to be a unique number. For example, I have an Aikman 8. Now, I don't think anyone's worn Aikman 8. Insert your own Lamar Jackson joke here about a lawsuit for copyrights. But the point is, I don't duplicate numbers in my Cowboy collection. And there are only certain circumstances where I wear those jerseys, one of which is always to a theme park, because a theme park falls into that category of places where you can wear just about anything. And I like talking about that category. So Rob and I were talking. about jerseys, and we were having some fun with him guessing one quarterback who has worn every number except six, because a Super Bowl has been started by a quarterback who has worn every legal quarterback number 1 through 19 except six. Baker Mayfield, you're up. So we were sitting there between pitches of Reds Rays talking about, he got one right away, Cam Newton. He didn't get two right away, Matt Ryan, and on from there. Skipping over the number six. We left off at 11, and I texted him on our drive home. We were in separate vehicles. By the way, 11 is Phil Sims. You can move on to the layup of 12 and let me know if you need any help getting through the rest to 19. You can email me if you need any help, although that's what Google, unfortunately, is for these days. It takes the fun out of these things. Write.todd@yahoo.com. So we're talking jerseys and numbers. And sitting between us and home plate, we had very, very, very good seats. We were not in the Rays Club. We were not in the free food and drink seats. We didn't need that. We were the first row behind them. So we had no access to free food and beverage, if you think we were being a snob. But we were the first row. It's L, section 103, right behind the Rays Club. So much so that I said hi to Danielle. Her and her sister have been servers in hospitality of that Rays Club forever. Constance, as it relates to the Rays, Topkin covering the team for the Times, Danielle and her sister serving in the Rays Club. There are a couple of Constance for you. Danielle doesn't know me. But it was funny. She says, your face looks familiar. I didn't say anything. I just said, I just gave her a golf clap for how long she has worked doing that every game, every year. So the only person, the only fan, because Danielle doesn't count. She works there, hustling all over the place. The only fan, but basically between us at one point, and others filled in later, and home plate, was a man wearing a Johnny Bench Cincinnati Reds number 5 jersey. Now, many people know me as the founder of the You're at the Wrong Game Camp. That's not where this is going. As a matter of fact, this may be the first time I've ever gone the other way. For this gentleman, this is You're at the Right Game. He wore his Johnny Bench Cincinnati Reds jersey and in the appropriate style that Bench wore as a member of the Big Red Machine to a Reds game. That's how you do it. So I posted a picture of this on my social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. And I'm on Instagram at ToddWright2121. It's a cool photo. Because I took it, and you see Bench sitting in the front row behind home plate of a Reds game. And by the way, that's Ellie De La Cruz batting for the Reds. It's a cool photo. I never got a chance to praise that guy. He was rarely out of his seat, just sat there and watched the game. I never left my seat the entire game either. Which was amazing that I never needed a drink. I never had to go to the bathroom. Nothing. Was a good game to watch. So, Johnny Bench wore number 5 for the Cincinnati Reds famously. You can argue who was the best, most popular member of the Big Red Machine. For some, this was the last real baseball dynasty. For some. For some, it's one of the last times you can rattle off, it was mainstream to know who played every position. Perez at first, later Dreesen. Morgan at second, Concepcion at short, Rose at third, Foster in left, Geronimo in center, Griffey in right, bench behind the plate. The pitcher's not so much, and Sparky was the manager. So bench represented that jersey that man wore in the front row behind home plate at the Reds game Sunday. The only thing between me and home plate. What that represents speaks for itself, and it speaks very well. As Colbert would say, meanwhile, think about a famous number five in Rays history. You got it? Yeah. Because my friend Rob was one of those who, prior to last August, had a Wander Franco Rays jersey number five. He has since asked the Rays if he could return that jersey, and they agreed. And he returned that jersey for an exchange for anything else that he wanted. And since then, whether it's Rob or his wife Kristen, and yesterday me sitting with them, looking around at Tropicana Field for those Franco 5 jerseys. In our immediate area, thankfully, we didn't see any. With my own eyes, I saw the bench 5. I saw, to my left, Rose 14. Some would say, well, there's a... Uh-huh. You can go with that. There were some Rosa Reina 56s. There was a Archer hat. And there were plenty of others. We didn't see a Franco 5. Maybe it was just because I was there. Maybe I just missed it. Because there were other people at the game that I found out later on social media were at the game. I'm like, I'm sorry I didn't run into you. But by the way, the Reds packed the house. The Rays announcers even said, after the game, as I drove home, biggest series attendance of the year for the Rays. Better than the Yankees, better than the Red Sox, better than the Cubs. I think it was around 63,000 total, somewhere 63,000 and change. A lot of red. Makes sense to me. I was a single-digit kid thrown in the back seat of the car for the grandparents' one-way drive from Cincinnati down 75 to relocate in the Tampa Bay area on the gorgeous Gulf beaches, where I spent my childhood and where my grandparents lived the rest of their years. So back to number five with the Rays. For those that own a Franco 5 Rays jersey, my advice to you, if you choose to accept it, is to contact the Rays. You have a ticket rep. Or you can just reach out to the Rays if you are not a season ticket holder and do not have a ticket rep. And you tell them that you own said jersey. And chances are they're going to offer you an exchange. I suggest you take it. Because if you continue to own and wear that jersey, you basically identify with the name and the number related to that jersey. The man sitting between me and home plate on Sunday morning for Reds Rays identified himself with Johnny Bench. And I praise that man because I like Johnny Bench. He was my favorite player growing up. Just a little bit more than Jack Nicklaus and just a little bit more than Dr. J. Those were my three. Johnny, Jack, Julius. Those three men were a big part of my childhood and never knew it. So for those of you that own that Wander Franco 5 jersey and wear it to Rays games, can I ask why? Before I go any further, we've all seen you at games. I have pictures that my friend Rob took from Friday night's game. Two pictures. Franco 5, Rays jerseys at Rays games. I took one myself from late August last year as I was crossing, 16th? Yes, crossing 16th. To walk in the home plate gate of a woman wearing a Rays Franco 5 jersey. I posted it on my social media almost a year ago. These jerseys continue to show up at Tropicana Field. Will anyone tell me why you're wearing that jersey at least since, August 12th? 2023. Why? I'm open. I'm available. Right.todd@yahoo.com. You can either tell me on the record with your name, or you can tell me off the record without your name. But send me a photo of the jersey. If you own it and plan to continue to own and wear it. Maybe some of you own it and don't wear it. Okay, I get your hedging. But I'm telling you, if you contact the Rays, they will do for you what they did for my friend Rob. And they will exchange it in the team store for any other equally or lesser priced item. Or they would probably let you pay the difference on something. I don't know. They might just say, yeah, go get whatever you want. But they're going to let you exchange it. I'd like any explanation from anyone who wears in the last near 365 days a Rays Franco 5 jersey, because most of us wear jerseys because we identify with that particular player and that particular team. And I get you're going to say, well, it's a Rays jersey. Yes, it is. But again, get the exchange. You exchange for something that's the same on the front, but it's different on the back. And that's a big key. Because if you own a Franco 5 jersey, when you wear it, here is what you are identifying yourself with. Most recent story from July 9th, 2024. Wander Franco has been formally charged with sexual abuse and sexual exploitation against a minor in the Dominican Republic. This is what you identify with when you wear that jersey. I know you didn't do it, but by wearing the jersey, you're identifying with the man who did. He's been under investigation since July 10th, so we're past 1 year now. when a complaint was filed against him for allegedly having sexual relations with a 14-year-old girl. In a news release, the prosecution said Franco is also being charged with human trafficking, carrying a maximum 20-year sentence. The mother of the girl who was being accused of sexual exploitation and money laundering was charged with human trafficking as well. Franco's Dominican-based attorney told ESPN on Wednesday that the first, and this was a report, again, that was dated July 9th, the first preliminary hearing for the case will be held on August 14th. That is from ESPN.com. You can go read it. So if you own that jersey and you wear that jersey to a Rays game, these are the things you're identifying yourself with. Not the name on the front, the name on the back. Contact the Rays. Ask them to exchange it. Look, they're not making a big deal out of this publicly because they're trying to get out from under a huge financial obligation going forward. And it's not easy to void a Major League Baseball contract. But they'll exchange your jersey. They'll let you not identify with that player and identify with a different Rays player. Or we'll end it here, as my friend Rob is going to do, because he's going to ask them to exchange his Arozarena 56 since the tags are still on it from the City Connect collection. If you're going to get a jersey these days and you don't do what I did with the Cowboys, and it's only from players who are done playing because their career is over and you've made your choice, get your own name and number on it, as Rob says he's going to do, Kabbalah 22. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Tampa Bay Downs Golf Practice Facility. My email, again, if you own a Wander Franco number 5 Rays jersey and you have still been wearing it for the last year, I would love to hear from you and you tell me why. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. All it takes is one, and we'll do a follow-up podcast. Or I'd love to hear from the Rays. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Talk to you next time.